Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
After I got done working with the client today, I was driving home and I was just thinking about how much I really do love this profession and how grateful I am to be an organizer and just working on the business that I'm working on, and how great it is when a client has that sigh of relief and just feels so much better when you're done, and you just get to see it on their face and you see them relax. Because when you start, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of shame and guilt about having so many things, and then once it's all organized and together, they just go, oh, that's so much better, oh, this is so great, I'm so excited, I'm so happy. And that just makes it worth it. That makes all this struggle of doing business and constantly working and freaking out and building the thing worth it, is when they see the final result and they feel better and they feel relieved. Especially when it was like today, where we saved a ton of space. Like, the whole thing was packed. The whole closet was packed. And then we got done and we had a whole extra shelf empty. And those results I really like, because that really makes it feel like there's a stark change and it leaves room for them to utilize the space more effectively. So even though you can get bogged down in the difficulty of life, and if you're in the home industry, building a business in the industry or working, or if you're just standard working, try to focus on the results that you provide your clients, or maybe if you're in a job, focus on the joy you bring your boss from a job well done, even if it's very subtle. And you don't get a ton of praise for it. Just watch their reaction to things getting complete. And that just makes the work worth it, you know? That's why I chose to do a business that I really wanted to do. And I've constantly been very cognizant of that. Even when I made more of the pivot to go into focusing a little more on the organizing, I've been very cognizant of, is this a good move? Is this something I still feel purpose in doing? And purpose, I don't love the word purpose, but it's just feel like you're providing true value to people. You're not just creating another thing for people to buy and throw away, or something that's lasting and really helps them in their life. And those are the kind of businesses I want to build, and that really have a true and lasting impact and hopefully a positive way. And that's the kind of business I want to build, especially this one. I apologize for this podcast kind of being slow and all over the place. I'm exhausted. I've been rebuilding my website, which is so time consuming, and that's not the issue. It's just mentally draining to build websites, because your every decision, you're just like, how is this going to affect? Is that right? You're constantly focusing very tightly on details and things being lined up. And when you're switching to a platform like WordPress, there's a lot of like back and forth and figuring out little workarounds for things and figuring out why a button isn't fitting right or scaling correctly. And then once you get, let's say, the desktop version done, you got to do the mobile, and then you got to do the tablet. And it's just a lot, and it'll be worth it in the end. It's one of those same things where it's like you put in all this work in, and then you got to wait for the results. And the results still might not even come really for another like year, because really the main reason I'm switching is for SEO purposes, and that really not might not pan out for like a year. But I've got to start that now, or else in a year I won't have any results, and I'll be starting with it again. So no point in waiting any longer. I'm finally making the switch, and I think it's gonna be good. It's good redesign. It's making me think through some things, rework some copy. And I think I'm really going to apply a new, not a new lesson. I know the lesson, but I watched a video by this guy, Alex, French Guy Cooking is his YouTube channel. He's really phenomenal. And I'll link the specific episode in the show notes. And he just read Atomic Habits, which is a great book, which is where I heard about this principle. He did a really good job of showing it in a very specific way. Is he tried to, I think, break the world record for cutting an onion or something, and he did it, but he mentioned how he just stopped using that technique afterwards because it was really dangerous and really wasn't like effective for daily use. And so he's like, how can I make it so I can cut onions or other foods more quickly, but also safely? So he took the 1% principle and he just made small 1% changes to a bunch of different things, right? And those small changes had a profound impact in his ability to drop his cutting time by 10 seconds, which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're like at the edge of what you can really do, pushing it by that much is significant. And he made his knife a little sharper. I mean, picked a different knife. Got his glasses cleaned, so he's like super clearly see through his glasses. Got a glove so he felt like really safe cutting, that's cut resistant. And doing all these things, he was able to pull it off. And I think that's a really cool principle to apply that I want to apply more in my life and business. I think I'm going to start with applying to the website. And part of that's just going to be starting with getting it out, getting it pretty much done where it's passable. I mean, still pretty well done. I've been iterating over the course of a couple years, but just getting it out there and then making those small adjustments, changing the buttons, doing those tests, doing those little bits of testing, optimizing for performance, et cetera, et cetera. And then I'll see that slow 1% change that gives you massive results over time. So that's something I also want to apply to and help my clients with. And that's why I have the three phases of getting it done right. Because there's getting it done, which is it's done, it works. Then there's done well, which is we just go back and revisit it once. And then there's getting it done right, which is we revisit it two or three more times. And again, start to focus more on those like small 1% changes that can really impact the overall system and really make that next level leap to like fully optimized, to a fully optimized system. But I'm going to talk more about that whole process in a different podcast. I don't know why I brought it up today because I'm tired and rambling. And again, even with this podcast, I got to figure out how to make it 1% better every day, whatever that is. But more importantly, how to promote it, because the amount of people that are probably going to listen to this is maybe two. At least in the next month. But I appreciate the two people that do listen to it. You're my people. And I wish I could do something special for you. I don't know. Maybe if you reach out to me and you've listened to this by December 31st, the first five people, I'll give a $20 gift card to. Oh, December 21st, 2021, just in case someone tries to do it in 2022, then it won't work because hopefully I'll have a lot more listeners by then. And if I do, then this could get a lot more listens, and then I get an influx of people asking for gift cards, which is fine, and I still might give you one. Who knows? Because a lot of people won't even take action on this offer. But that's where I'm going to end it. Website's coming out. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.